Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Vincent Henriksen, and he is one of the interns at the Museum of Danish America. Good morning to you, Vince.
Good morning.
And thanks for being on Backyard and Beyond. We want to know, Vince, about what you're doing here at the museum.
Well, I'm helping Tove Brandt with the redesign of the core exhibit. That's my main mission here.
Okay. Identify what's a core exhibit.
Well, the core exhibit is like the main feature of the museum, I guess. And being an immigrant museum, it tells the story of the Danish immigrants and what they created here in America, what we call Danish America, mm-hmm. That story.
Okay. And so it is important. People come here time after time, a lot of people. So I think it's really important that you change out those exhibits.
Yeah, exactly. And the core exhibit, the last time it was changed was 8 years ago. So it's an exhibit that is not changed that often. We have temporary exhibits that are changed every year. So, yeah.
And you have a new one that just arrived and just opened, I believe.
Yes, it's called The Whimsical World of Bjørn Wiimblad, which I worked on with Tove. So that's one of my other tasks here.
That was pretty exciting, I would think, and also very instrumental in your education.
Yeah, I get a lot of practical experience here, which is hard to get at a university.
Mm-hmm. Yes, this is the real thing here when you have people coming and going. How much opportunity do you have to meet visitors to the museum?
Well, in the Verde, we call it in Denmark, on a Monday or a Tuesday where there's not a special event going on, I don't talk with them a lot, except sometimes when we've got Danish people coming in and I might, have a chat with them. But we just had Julefest, and I was talking with them all the time. Mm-hmm. So it kind of varies.
Mm-hmm. And we mentioned yesterday with Mads that you had this special event coming up on the 15th. And I don't think that's the same one as the one that celebrates the shortest day of the year.
No, that's a different one, and it's totally new. We're doing it for the first time, I think, December 21st, and it will be winter solstice. Yeah.
So is that something you do at home when you're at home in Denmark?
Not really. Yeah, so it is a Danish-American tradition that we're starting.
Well, and I understand and hear occasionally that people say, well, this is more Danish than Denmark in some ways, because life changes.
Oh, yeah, especially the amount of aquavit that is that people drink here.
You need to define that beverage, because some people don't know what that is.
Well, aquavit is a type of schnapps, which is flavored with, I think it's caraway. Yeah. And it's a traditional Scandinavian spirit. And in Denmark, the young people at least, we usually only drink it for Christmas parties and Easter parties. But here in Danish America, they drink it all the time. Okay. So
it's not a special event beverage. It's an everyday beverage. Well, we're visiting with Vincent Henriksen, who is an intern at the Museum of Danish America. I want to know more about your background, where you grew up, your family, some of the things that you've done before you came here.
Well, my background is awfully complicated because I have a Polish mother, I have a Danish father, and in the 90s, they decided, together with my brother and me, to move to the U.S., to L.A. And we tried that for some years. And during the 90s, we kept going back from Denmark to the U.S., to Denmark, to Poland. And so we did a lot of traveling. Mm-hmm. But in the year 2000, the marriage kind of fell apart, and we went back to Europe, my mom to Poland, and my brother and I and dad, we went back to Denmark. And that's pretty much the way it's been since.
Mm-hmm. Well, that kind of fits the pattern of a lot of families' lives, maybe not moving back and forth from the U.S. to Denmark and Poland, but certainly families, again, just change like everything else. And I want to know, you mentioned that you were in L.A. for several years, so coming to the United States was not new for you at all.
No, it was not, but things are different here in the Midwest. People are a lot more friendly. And I love when people drive by me when I walk on the streets, and they always, you know, lift a finger or in some way they greet us.
Right.
And that's just nice. I really like it.
Because I'm sure the areas that you have lived in were much higher population. Was that a kind of a drastic change for you to come to this little town with low population?
Well, actually, not that much, because most of the time in Denmark, I lived in the small town of Løgumkloster in Sønderjylland, which is southern Jutland. And it's always been the place I've loved the most. So coming, and right now, I live in Odense, which is a pretty big city, and the third largest city in Denmark. And I really miss the countryside and Løgumkloster. So it's actually very nice to be here instead of in a big town.
That's great. You kind of feel like you're coming home, but coming to America. We've talked a little bit about what you're doing here, helping with the exhibits. What's next for you?
Well, I'm going to continue my studies, which I'm doing a split master's in history and English. And this summer, I'm completing my bachelor's degree. And the first 2 years, I've been studying history. And the third year, I'm studying English. So when I come back, I'm going to do the last semester of English on my bachelor's. And I'm going to continue on my master's, probably.
Okay. Yeah. And what will your master's specialize in?
Well, it'll be a
continuation.
Yeah, split English and history. And I need to write a thesis at some point, and I don't know what I'm going to write about yet.
Well, hopefully this experience will have kind of helped you do that. We're visiting with Vincent Henriksen, an intern at the Museum of Danish America. Again, because you've experienced the U.S., there may not be as many differences in terms of food and geography and so on. But are there some things that, you know, you found new when you came to Elkhorn that you hadn't experienced before, besides the friendliness?
Well, as Mass mentioned last week, the amount of corn and soybean fields and the size of these fields is just, you know, huge. So that was different. And the reliance on cars to get places for shopping and stuff. Even though I'm from a little town in Denmark, we have a shop in our town, but having to drive 20 minutes to get, I don't know, oats and stuff, that's new.
Uh-huh. Okay, I'm guessing you did a lot of bicycle things at home too. Before we started, you told me an interesting story. We're talking about how coincidences happen and how small the world is. And I want you to tell us the story of your discovery.
Okay, I'll try to make it simple and short, because it was kind of complicated. But I was looking through pictures in the archives, and I fell upon this picture of a farm. And there's lots of pictures of farms in the collections. But this farm kind of caught my eye, and I checked it out. And I found out why it caught my eye. It's because it's a type of farm that the architecture is known from my region of Denmark. So I continued, it made me curious, these photos. So I continued to look in the group of photos which I found it in, and on the back side of one of the photos, it said Andreas Linnet. And my former girlfriend's last name is Linnet, and I remember her telling me about him and that his name was Andreas Linnet. So I contacted the family back in Denmark that we had all these photos. So I scanned them, and Henrik Lind, the father of my former girlfriend, he asked, why do you have photos of me and my family? Which is a fair question.
Yes. Yeah.
So I looked it up, and it said that it was donated by Muriel Bacon. And so I delved into her history, and John Mark, the director of the museum, and I called her, and she told us that Andreas Linnet in 1947 came to Kimbolton with a gymnastics a team. Mm-hmm. And he stayed at Muriel Bacon's home. And he told her that he was going to get married when he returned to Denmark. So she gave him her wedding dress. And And for the next 50 years, they kept writing letters to each other and exchanging pictures of their families. That's why we have the photos. And it turns out that the family of my former girlfriend, they have the wedding dress. And we're working on getting it back for Muriel's 98th birthday.
So exciting. And it just proves the point that it's a small world after all, and you made some important connections. So thank you, Vincent, for that, because it'll be interesting to see if that wedding dress comes back. We want to thank you very much for visiting with us, Vincent, and wish you the best in your finishing up your master's and in the future. Until next time, here's a thought from Mark Twain. The two most important days in your life are the day you were born and the day you find out why.